Members, we will go ahead and call to order the meeting of the Finance and Facility Subcommittee for Wednesday, March 10th. Cheryl, please call the roll to get us started. Members, make sure you turn your mic on when answering for roll call.
Chair Yarborough.
Here.
Representatives Beltran.
Here.
Benjamin.
Here.
Botana.
Here.
Bisotti Cabrera.
Here.
Caruso. Chaney.
Here.
Duran.
Here.
Fabricio is excused. Hentrowski.
Here.
Joseph.
Here.
Mello.
Here.
Mooney.
Here.
Morales.
Present.
Persons Molica.
Here.
Sabatini. Tant.
Here.
Williamson.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you, Cheryl. Good to have you back as well. Members, good afternoon. We have two items on the agenda. Real quick, make sure you put your phones on silent or vibrate, if you would, please. And we have two bills this afternoon, House Bill 461, which is Medicare Transportation Services by Rep. Trabolsi, and then we have House Bill 1057, Agency for Healthcare Administration by Representative Garrison. Rep. Garrison, if you want to go ahead and come up, we'll go ahead and start with you on House Bill 1057 related to the Agency for Healthcare Administration. I know we have some amendments, Rep. If you'll go ahead and explain the bill, and then we'll move to the amendment.
I will. Thank you, Chair and members. Medicaid, as the members of the committee know, is Florida's healthcare safety net for low-income Floridians. It's a federal and state partnership. The program is administered by the Agency for Healthcare Administration in the state and is, of course, financed by a combination of federal and state funds. HB 1057 seeks to ensure that Florida's Medicaid program continues to be administered efficiently and effectively, and we tend to do so by eliminating certain reporting requirements that have either become duplicative or outdated over time, by making non-substantive changes to existing administrative practices in order to keep us in line with federal regulations that have changed in recent years, by allowing for quicker responses to drug safety bulletins and medical necessity determinations, and also by eliminating obsolete statutory language. I would point out there is no fiscal impact to the bill and also no change in services provided. Mr. Chairman, that is the bill, and as you mentioned, I do have an amendment.
Thank you, Rep. Garrison. Members, we do have a few amendments. You do have a blue sheet before you that explains the amendments and the amendments to the amendments. Before we do that, I want to open it up for any questions on the bill as presented by Rep. Garrison. Any questions? Questions on the filed bill? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into the amendments. Rep. Garrison, you have barcode 078491. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Chair. The proposed amendment clarifies that the change proposed in Section 6 of the bill would maintain the existing requirement that medical necessity determinations be made by a licensed Florida physician, while also allowing ACA to utilize doctoral-level board-certified behavior analysts for the approval of behavior analysis services. That is the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Garrison, having explained the amendment, members, do we have any questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment. Rep. Hentrowski, recognized for a question on the amendment.
Thank you very much, Chair. And I just wanted to make sure, Rep. Garrison, that that means the doctors are not taken out of the process now, and the language is just really clarifying that.
You're recognized. Chair.
Yes, Representative, that is the case. We've worked with the physicians on this amendment. They're fine with it, as well as ACA. There are some limited circumstances where everyone agrees that physicians aren't necessarily the subject matter experts for that particular area. And so this would allow for ACA to not have to go back to a physician in an area where everyone recognizes that the other folks are the most appropriate person for the service. But other than that, no changes.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Any additional questions on the amendment? Okay. Seeing none, we do have an amendment to the amendment, which will be presented by Representative Bisotti Cabrera. It's barcode 697531. Representative, you're recognized to explain the amendment to the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The amendment to the amendment allows a licensed physician, in addition to the specified behavior analyst provided for in the main amendment, to determine the medical necessity of behavior analysis services. This maintains the availability of a licensed physician for this role consistent with the current statute.
Thank you for the explanation, Representative. Do we have questions on the amendment to the amendment? Questions? Representative Benjamin, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just some clarity. So there are some areas that we don't need a licensed physician for because they're not the subject matter expert. And so this amendment would then bring you back to requiring a licensed physician for those areas along with the specialist?
And Representative Bisotti Cabrera, if you want to defer to Rep. Garrison, you can, or if you'd like to answer. Okay. Rep. Garrison, you're recognized to answer.
Benjamin, Representative Benjamin, the Representative Usada Cabrera's amendment to the amendment just seeks to clarify some technical language that when we got to bill drafting, there was some, we want to make sure there was no mistake that that was the original intent, was to keep the licensed physicians in the role they're in with the exception of the specific narrow carve-out for determinations regarding behavior analysis services, which everyone agrees is more appropriate for utilization by doctoral-level board-certified behavior analysts. So there's no substantive change. It's just to ensure that it's clear what we're doing with the original amendment.
You follow up? Go ahead, Rep.
It is friendly.
Okay.
Good. Okay. All right. Thank you. Additional questions on the amendment to the amendment? Okay. Seeing none, we do have one appearance card. We have one form that was turned in. I'm not sure if he's here, but Jeffrey Scott with Florida Medical Association waves in support. That was the only one we have for the amendment to the amendment. So now we're in debate. Members, any debate on the amendment to the amendment? Any debate? Okay, seeing none, without objection, we will show the amendment to the amendment as adopted. So now we're back on the amendment as amended, and we have no public testimony on the amendment as amended. Members, we're now in debate on the amendment as amended. Any debate? All right. Okay, seeing none, we will show the amendment to the amendment as adopted without objection. Now we are back on the bill as amended. And do we have any, public testimony before we get to debate? We have Erica Floyd and Cody Farrell are both here for AUCA, I think just for questions.
That's correct.
If we have any, okay, thank you. And then we also had Etta Fernandez with AARP who indicated she waves in support. And those are the only ones that I had that we received, okay? So seeing no further public testimony, we're now in debate on the bill as amended. Any members wishing to debate? Rep. Joseph, just one moment. Okay. All right. Ranking Member Joseph, you're recognized in debate. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just wanted to thank the bill sponsor for really working the bill. There were some questions about the reports and making sure we had transparency and accountability. Those were addressed with AUCA. So I just wanted to thank him for getting us up to speed where we need to be and encourage our members to vote up. Thank you.
Thank you, Ranking Member. Any additional debate on the bill as amended? Okay, seeing none, Representative, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I'll wave close, Chair.
Thank you. Representative Garrison having waved close. Cheryl, please call the roll on House Bill 1057 and announce the vote.
Representatives Beltran?
Yes.
Benjamin?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Usada Cabrera?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Hanchofsky?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Williamson?
Yes.
Chair Yarbrough?
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Cheryl. By your action, House Bill 1057 will be reported favorably as amended. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. As a committee substitute, excuse me, it'll be reported as a committee sub. Thank you. Our next bill, members, will be House Bill 461, Medicare Transportation Services by Representative Tribolsi. Good afternoon, Representative. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Vice Chairman, and members of the committee. Currently, Statute 409.908 provides Medicaid shall pay all deductibles and coinsurance for Medicare emergency transportation services provided by ambulances licensed pursuant to Chapter 401. However, there is a problem. Some Medicare non-emergency ambulance transportation services are not being appropriately reimbursed based on a recent reinterpretation of the authorizing Medicaid payment statute. House Bill 461 updates Statute 409.908 to remove the distinction between Medicare emergency and non-emergency transportation services provided by ambulances for Medicaid reimbursement purposes. This is consistent with the program changes that have occurred since the statute was enacted and is a codification of the current authorized reimbursement practice. And that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Tribolsi, for explaining the bill. Members, any questions on the bill? Questions on the bill? Okay, seeing none, we do have an amendment. Representative Tribolsi, you are recognized to explain amendment barcode 658213.
Thank you. The amendment clarifies that reimbursement for Medicare transportation services are made for Medicare-covered services rather than Medicare services to Medicare-eligible recipients, which is implied but not specified by current laws and consistent with appropriate procedure codes, which is not specifically specified by current law.
Thank you. Thank you for explaining the amendment. Members, any questions on this amendment? Questions on the amendment? Okay, seeing none, we have no amendments to the amendment. We also have no public testimony on the amendment, so members, we're now in debate on this amendment. Any debate? Any members wishing to debate? Okay, seeing none. Representative Tribolsi, you are recognized to close on your amendment.
Wait, close.
Okay, thank you. Without objection, we will show the amendment adopted. And now we're back on the bill as amended. As far as public testimony, we have Martha Edenfield with the Florida Ambulance Association. Martha. Thank you, Martha, waving in support. We appreciate that. And Jennifer Ungrew also put in a card. I don't know if Jennifer, you're here too, waving in support. Okay, thank you. And that concludes our cards for public testimony. Members, we're now in debate on the bill as amended. Any members wishing to debate? Okay. Is this your first bill, Rep. Tribolsi?
No, sir.
Okay.
Well, that's good. I wouldn't tell you if it was.
That's good. No, that's very good. Okay, we'll move right along then. So seeing no debate, Representative Tribolsi, you recognize close on your bill.
Wave close.
Representative Tribolsi, having wisely waved close on her bill, Cheryl, please call the roll on House Bill 461 and announce the vote.
Representatives Beltran?
Yes.
Benjamin?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Rosetta Cabrera?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Hanchowski?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Williamson?
Yes.
Chair Yarber?
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Cheryl. House Bill 461 will be reported favorably as a committee substitute. Rep. Tribolsi, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Members, that concludes our agenda. We only have the two items today, so appreciate everyone being here and for your attention. So seeing no further business before the committee, Representative Duran moves that we rise. Without objection, meeting's adjourned.